Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about how to drive slash operate an excavator. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. If you're looking for good, used, quality equipment, then come to our website at www.startractor.com or call us at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Driving your car is completely different from driving heavy equipment. You do not have many things in heavy equipment that you have in a car. Therefore, it does not make any sense to equate both the items into one. We go to driving schools to learn to drive, and only when we become a good at it and driving officer confirms that we are learned, learned that is well and will cause any disasters on the road, we get a license. Basically, it's saying that you go train, you get a license, you go in front of the instructor, and you pass. There are many others. There are many who do not get license at first try. You know, a lot of them fail, you know, because they don't practice. They give multiple tests, of course, and fail many times as well. Same is the case for heavy equipment operator. It should be never construed that driving heavy equipment is a cakewalk, as you do not have to deal with multiple functions at the same time. You know, you got to make sure you do it right. On the contrary, when you actually try to learn to operate heavy equipment, it is then you realize the exact difference and may have different options. We definitely require driving skills when it comes to driving heavy equipment, but that is the precept to probably everything that we do can drive and does not limit it to heavy equipment. Now, when we talk about heavy equipment, there are few machines that operators find them easy to operate. For some, they can't even handle it. As we know that not all heavy equipment are the same, and therefore some heavy equipment we need operators with extraordinary driving skills to drive slash operate that heavy machinery. An excavator is one such heavy equipment. The operator do not have to attend any special driving schools to operate an excavator. They all go to the same institution or something like that, or just get trained on a job over the years when you're young. You know, start with your dad or your mom teaching you how to operate an excavator. It is just the sum that have to, that built-in talent, which if shaped in the right way, can deliver excellent results. Number one, user manual can't teach you to drive or operate an excavator. Excavating earth is a difficult job, in many instances dangerous too. If not done right way, it can lead to serious damage. There have been numerous examples where people have lost their life while excavating. Moreover, the terrain where the excavation is taking place is an important role. If the terrain is difficult indeed, test the skills of an operator. A person who does not have much experience in operating an excavator should not get into it, or else he or she will jeopardize their life of themselves and others around them while they're working. One can't even check the user manual at the time to know how to come out of safety from this given situation. You know, it's too late if you're looking at it then. User manuals do not teach you how to drive or operate an excavator. They provide some very basic instruction, which is one can adapt while driving or operating, but there are schools for the matter where one should take their basic training and then let the mentors decide if they're ready for the heavy equipment like an excavator. And lastly, learn the various functions that have better control over them. The operator who can work efficiently work on an excavator certainly knows all the functions in the machine and has better control over them. This is quite important because as long as you do not know everything of the machine, you will not be able to operate it at its 100%. You know, learn the basics. You know, take your time and learn.